It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. Before the turn of the 20th century, there was an American soprano, Lillian Norton, who became internationally famous and was called the Yankee Diva. She was given a stage name, Lillian Nordica, by an Italian maestro at the beginning of her operatic career, convincing her that European operagoers would not tolerate a diva with a plain-sounding American name. Mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato is known as the Yankee Diva these days, at least on her YouTube and Flickr accounts, and she has roots in the American Midwest. We'll hear DiDonato's artistry from her very first recordings to the latest release on Erato on today's What's New. Let's start with two Mozart arias. From November 2001's The Last Concerto on Glossa Records, we'll hear Joyce DiDonato with Eric Hoprich, the Orchestra of the 18th Century and Franz Bruggen, in No More Flowers from Così Fan Tutte, and You Who Know What Love Is from The Marriage of Figaro from Diva Devo on Virgin Classics with the Lyon Opera Orchestra and Kazushi Ono on What's New. Two Mozart arias with mezzo Joyce DiDonato, No More Flowers, and You Who Know What Love Is on What's New. You can find out more online at WBAA.org, including our playlists and podcasts. Joyce is featured on a series of Vivaldi sacred music from Hyperion. Here DiDonato sings the Domine Deus from Vivaldi's Gloria with Robert King, the King's Consort, and choir on What's New. Two movements from Antonio Vivaldi's Gloria, featuring mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato. We heard her with the King's Consort and Choir, led by Robert King, on What's New. I'm John Clare, and you can learn more about this show online at WBAA.org. We're featuring mezzo Joyce DiDonato. In November 2012, Joyce released Drama Queens, and I spoke to her about the stunning release.
It is got to be fun to return and work with Alan. And it was so funny. I was going to look it up, and I'd hit translate for something on my computer. And I looked up, and indeed, Il Complesso Barocco had been translated to The Complex Baroque. And I thought, that's a great – I hadn't actually thought about that. And it's got to be fun when you have Thurobo and you have harpsichord and these, you know, these great instrumentalists. I was like, that's so fitting. But yeah. I was curious. I obviously, Alan, going through and doing some of this research, were there some fun conversations as things came together and the different things that would be coming from Orlandi and Handel and Monteverdi?
Oh, yeah. We spent hours together in a couple different cities. He would, you know, graciously come to where I was rehearsing or performing, and we spent hours at the harpsichord sort of going through these piles of manuscripts he had pulled together, and the discussions were great because the Orlan, the Kaiser, the Lasciami Piangere, I wasn't sold on at first. I looked at it and it kind of went dun da dun da dun da dun da da dun dun. I said, oh, I don't know. It seems kind of banal, Alan. I don't know. And he goes, okay, we won't do it. And then the next time we met up, I think it was in Milan, he comes up. He's like, Joyce, do me a favor. Just take one more look at this. And sure enough, I did. And I was like, he's like, trust me, Joyce, I think this one's really special. And so I took him at his word. And sure enough, we found something great. Same vice versa for the Porta. I looked at it and I saw this 12/8 Siciliana time signature and I went, he's like, oh, I don't know. It seems kind of trite, you know? And I convinced him. So there was a little bit of posturing for which pieces we both wanted on there. But then there were things like Cleopatra, Piangerò, and the Disprezzata Regina of Monteverdi that we knew immediately had to be a part of this. And so there were some things that fell into place really easily. And what was fun about the Monteverdi, I mean, you talk about freedom. I mean, in a modern context today, we are as essentially composers as well. I mean, there's so many different versions that exist of it. You have to choose which one you want to do. You have to choose the instrumentation. All you really have is a figured bass. And we're able to add, you know, the viola di gamba on the Monteverdi, which is an extraordinary sound. It's really wah, 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 wah. It's a great sound that adds so much color to her despair. You know, we're able to sort of discuss about color and accent and dynamics, and it's a really creative process to be a part of.
Oh, yeah, and it comes through, I imagine. It's nice now that we can all hear it where it's released on iTunes and Amazon and different places. But now folks are actually being able to hear it in person. And it's coming to life again through these with interpretations. Are there some times where it's like, oh, I'm going to push this section a little bit tonight? Are there some fun things when you're working with friends that you've already recorded with to see how this section goes or that section goes?
Oh, absolutely. You know, so we've done 5 concerts already and have about almost 20 more ahead of us over the next year. Every single performance has been different. And, you know, it's on stage, it's a group of 13, 14 musicians. So it's a real chamber ensemble. That means every musician on the stage is a soloist, essentially. And they're all listening and responding in such a really active way. You know, one of the pieces we do, Brida Nell'Alma, we just do a reprise of it for an encore if the public insists. And it's always very different from what we just did 10 minutes earlier. You know, it's usually Dimitri, our first violinist, is pushing the tempo a little bit more. I'm like, whoa, okay, I'm buckling my seatbelt. We are out of the gates on this one. But that's the beauty of live music, you know, it has its own heartbeat, it has its own pulse, and I think that's why it's in so much demand.
Joyce DiDonato speaking about drama queens. Here's Joyce singing with Il Pomodoro from her November 2016 release, In War and Peace. This is the opening track, Scenes of Horror, Scenes of Woe, from Handel's Jephthah on What's New. Scenes of Horror, Scenes of Woe, from George Frederick Handel's Jephthah, with Joyce DiDonato, conductor Maxim Emelianchov, and Il Pomodoro. It's the opening track of In War and Peace from Errata Records. Thanks for listening to What's New. We'll turn to a live 2004 performance with Joyce DiDonato of Cinderella by Rossini and hear the finale, Non più mesta, with the Prague Chamber Choir, SWR Radio Orchestra, and Alberto Zeta on What's New. Joyce DiDonato from a 2004 live recording of Rossini's La Cenerentola. We heard Non più mesta on What's New. Also in 2004, DiDonato collaborated with Alan Curtis, Il Complesso Barocco, and soprano Patrizia Cioffi in a disc of Handel's music. Let's hear selections from Handel's Poro on What's New. Mezzo Joyce DiDonato and soprano Patrizia Cioffi sang selections from Handel's Poro on What's New. Alan Curtis directed Il Complesso Barocco. There's more online at WBAA.org, including our playlist and podcasts. Joyce DiDonato's Diva Devo album won the 2012 Grammy Award for Best Classical Vocal Solo. This is the final track with the Lyon Opera Orchestra and Chorus led by Kazushi Ono in Richard Strauss's Ariadne auf Naxos. Oh! Let's Be Friends Again, an aria from Strauss's Ariadne auf Naxos, sung by Joyce DiDonato on What's New. She won her first Grammy Award for that recording in 2012. Find out more about this show and other episodes online at WBAA.org. I'm your host, John Clare. It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. We're featuring mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato. Coming up, Over the Rainbow, a Grammy Award-winning live performance from the Yankee Diva. Jake Heggie is one of the great American opera composers of the 21st century and has a wonderful relationship with singers. Here's the final monologue from Masterclass featuring Joyce DiDonato and the composer at the piano on What's New. Jake Heggie's final monologue on What's New. We heard Joyce DiDonato and the composer on an Avi release. Joyce's first solo release is called The Deepest Desire and came out in 2005. This is the bonus track with David Zobel and Joyce DiDonato singing Leonard Bernstein's Piccola Serenata on What's New. Piccola Serenata by Leonard Bernstein on What's New. Joyce DiDonato included that bonus track on her first solo release, The Deepest Desire. I'm John Clare. Find out more about this show and find playlists and podcasts at WBAA.org. Joyce DiDonato sings around the world and interacts with her fans online through social media, from contests to questions. Her November 2016 release on Erato is called In War and Peace. A direct reaction to terrorist attacks in Paris, Joyce has brought art and healing to a 21st century struggle. One of the world premiere tracks is Niccolò Gemmelli's Attio Regalo. The Sturdy Oak Spurns the Fury by Niccolò Gemmelli on What's New. Joyce DiDonato sang from her In War and Peace Erato release. It's a world premiere, and you can find out more about it online at WBAA.org and hear more of this show. Let's return to composer Jake Heggie. Camille Claudel, Into the Fire, was written in 2012 for Joyce DiDonato and the Alexander String Quartet. It's a cycle based on the life and work of the French sculptor. Let's hear it on What's New. The text by Gene Shear, the music by Jake Heggie. We heard Camille Claudel, Into the Fire, on What's New. Joyce DiDonato was featured with the Alexander String Quartet from a pentatone release. Find out more online at WBAA.org. Joyce DiDonato won her second Grammy in February 2016 for Joyce and Tony, live from Wigmore Hall. It's a recital disc that has a wide range of music, from Haydn and Rossini to Kern and Arlen.
this was such a golden opportunity for me to do this music. This is the stuff I grew up with my hairbrush and the mirror singing. And I don't have aspirations of crossing over into this full time, but I do love the songs. And Tony has a huge background. He was, as a teenager, playing in bars, piano bars, and improv and all of this. And I thought, I knew this side of Tony, but I thought the world doesn't know the side of Tony. They've got to hear that. And also, there was a statement of standing on probably the most revered recital hall in the world for song recital and presenting an entire half of American music saying, this has merit on the concert stage. Because Tony pointed out, Jerome Kern is really our Schubert.
Joyce DiDonato speaking about her Grammy Award-winning release, Joyce and Tony. Let's hear them in Harold Arlen's Somewhere Over the Rainbow on What's New. Joyce DiDonato sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz. Tony Pappano played piano from the live Erato release on What's New. You can find out more about Joyce DiDonato online at joycedidonato.com. What's New is a production of WBAA Classical, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistants from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard. The content director and executive producer is Greg Kostraba. I'm your host and producer, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.